Bogus dining. I'm going to eat lunch at a restaurant called Bogues today because my book editor, Bobby Frazee, suggests this is a convenient place to discuss my manuscript. I don't like Bogues because many years ago when I first came to Birmingham, I would go there once in a while, each time witnessing the rudeness of a man who was apparently the owner of the place. He used to be gruff and rude to employees, and I remember one occasion when he asked two male customers to leave the premises because they had been lingering too long over their coffee. Whatever too long may mean. But since I'm anxious to meet with Bobby, I make allowances. After all, my impressions of Bogues are based on old experiences. Maybe the place is different now. Maybe the owners have learned to be more polite to both help and diner. Anyhow, I park in the west lot of the restaurant and purchase a paper to read in case Bobby is later than I am. Inside, the restaurant seems to be cleaner and neater than I remember. So I sit down in a booth and ask a polite waitress for a glass of tea. I look over the menu and scan the paper till Bobby comes in. When he's seated, he orders a drink from the waitress, and while she's waiting for other customers, we decide to order lunch. The owner cashier, a stooped-over man who rarely looks anybody in the eye, appears at a nearby table to clean it off. I recognize him as an older version of the man I recall from years ago. The restaurant is only half full now, and there's not much else for him to do, apparently, between ringing up sales. As Bobby and I continue to chat and wait for the waitress to return, the owner walks over to our booth and says in a very clear and deliberate voice, "Have you all placed an order?" I mention that we're waiting for the waitress, but I'm getting a strange feeling in the pit of my stomach. The owner continues to stand near our booth and says again, in a deliberate manner, "Are you going to place an order?" Now he's got our full attention. Bobby's eyes get wide, since he's never seen this fellow's act before. I again politely mention that we're waiting for the waitress. Then it occurs to me that he might want to take the order himself. "May we give the order to you?" I offer. He doesn't respond, but does say clearly, "I just want to make sure that when you leave, there will be money in my cash register." Bobby's eyes are even wider now. Suddenly, this guy begins to look like someone Central Casting would select for a role in The Heat of the Night or To Kill a Mockingbird, and I'm feeling like I'm trying to conduct a sit-in at his lunch counter. At some point, the owner walks away, continuing to look at us out of the corner of his eye. The polite waitress comes to take our order, and I say, "Your boss seems to have put us on notice, so we'd better hurry up and order." Her voice gets soft. She's been working for this guy a long, long time. "I'm sorry," she says, and we order our food. Later, as we're paying our tabs at the cashier's desk, animatedly involved in our book conversation, I notice that the owner bends over the register drawer, carefully not looking at us directly, slapping down our change without so much as a thank you. And mind you, this is Alabama, where every cashier says thank you. I just remembered a vow I made many years ago, then broke. "Remind me never to eat at Bogues again. Thanks, and have a nice day. Y'all come back, you hear?"